The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, hey, what's up, Cowboys Nation? Welcome to another edition of Cowboys Roundup, brought to you by SB Nation's Blogging the Boys, where every day we bring you the latest and greatest Cowboys news and updates. My name is Dan Rogers. You may know me as Danny Phantom over at Blogging the Boys or on Twitter at DannyPhantom24. It is Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. We hope your day is going well. We hope you are staying safe, that you and your family are keeping yourself safe from the coronavirus. The Cowboys continue to face challenges with COVID-19 as it has struck again within the organization, this time reaching their head coach. Monday morning, head coach Mike McCarthy tested positive for COVID-19. Strangely, McCarthy had recently taken additional precautions, checking into a Cowboys on-campus Omni Hotel because of all the positive cases within the organization. McCarthy did that to protect his family. The coach appears to be doing fine. He does have a scratchy throat, that's all. Of course, maybe that's attributed to all the yelling he did at the officials on Thursday. There certainly was a lot of that. Nonetheless, the Cowboys went through virtual meetings on Monday, and that will continue again today. So, in the meantime, defensive coordinator Dan Quinn will serve as the interim head coach in his absence. Initially, it was reported that assistant head coach Rob Davis was in line to replace him. Of course, there was a lot of different theories and ideas about who should be taken over in McCarthy's absence. Some people thought maybe this could be a chance for Kellen Moore. Then there's others that's like thought John Fossil might be the right choice. He has served as an interim head coach before, as he replaced Jeff Fisher with the Rams back in 2016. Speaking of interim head coach, when a coach is fired, the Cowboys offensive line coach Joe Philbin actually took over for McCarthy when McCarthy was fired from the Packers in 2018. However, Philbin is also in COVID protocol, so that's not an option. Nonetheless, it will be Dan Quinn coaching the team on Thursday. Also in COVID protocol is Terrence Steele, which means that Lyle Collins will be back at right tackle. This is actually the first time that Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, and Lyle Collins have started a game together since the 2019 season. Now you might be thinking, well, didn't they play together in week one? And you'd almost be right. But actually, remember, Zach Martin missed that game as he was in COVID protocol back then. Then later, Lyle Collins had a suspension, so they never played together, and then finally when Collins came back, Tyron Smith was hurt, and we thought it was going to happen last week, but then Terrence Steele was starting at right tackle. But with Steele out in COVID protocol, the Cowboys will be starting the main three veterans. In other injury news, wide receiver CeeDee Lamb was a full participant on Monday, as he's dealing with the concussion that he suffered in the Kansas City game. Running back Ezekiel Elliott was also a full participant as he deals with the knee injury. Wide receiver Amari Cooper, who had been on the COVID list, was back at the facility yesterday. His conditioning will be monitored to determine his status for Thursday game, so let's cross our fingers on that one. It will certainly be nice for Dak Prescott to get his weapons back. You know, the Cowboys offense certainly been missing that. You can see there were times when Prescott was having trouble connecting with the other receivers. If you really like to get a detailed idea about some of the issues going on with Prescott, I would highly recommend that you go check out the latest edition of Dak Watch by Mark Schofield, as he breaks down several throws in the game against the Raiders. You can take a look at some of his mechanics and some of the things that Prescott was doing with his footwork. That is certainly some good information for those that are interested in things like that. In other news, the Cowboys started defensive tackle Neville Gallimore's 21-day practice window, as he has been sidelined all year with an elbow injury. He won't play on Thursday, but Gallimore is getting closer, and that is certainly a good sign. And you know, they could use him because it was announced Monday that the NFL has suspended defensive tackle Tristan Hill for 2 games for throwing a punch at Raiders guard John Simpson after the game. It will cost him $100,000, and he will be out both the Saints game and against Washington as well. Hill has missed the first 8 games of the year. He's playing in the last 3. Strangely, he's coming off his best game of the year. Hill was very disruptive against the Raiders. He had 5 tackles. He played 39 defensive snaps. And you could see him penetrating the backfield quite a bit. It's very disappointing that on the heels of such a good game that he will now be out of action. You know, Hill is earning a little bit of a reputation for some of his antics. You might remember that he was fined last year as well for twisting Seahawks running back Chris Carson's leg after a play against Seattle early in the year. Some newer injuries, defensive end Terrell Basham was limited on Monday as he's dealing with a chest injury. Wide receiver Cedric Wilson did not practice. He was, in fact, the only Cowboys player that did not practice, as he's dealing with an ankle issue. In his absence, the Cowboys had both CeeDee Lamb and Trayvon Diggs taking reps as a punt returner. So keep an eye on that development as well. Some good news, DeMarcus Lawrence continues to practice. He will start on Thursday. Oh, how about that? Oh, man, it's going to be so great to see him back. Randy Gregory, the Cowboys' other edge rusher, remains on IR, but he practiced on Monday with the rehabilitation staff, and they are hoping he can return after the Saints game when the Cowboys travel to Washington in Week 14. So just imagine that. After the Saints game, it's possible the Cowboys have DeMarcus Lawrence, Randy Gregory, and Micah Parsons all on the same defense. That is going to be fun to watch. They played together in Week 1, but remember, that was Parsons' first game in the NFL. And you know what? He's a little bit better now. So that is going to be a fun thing to watch. I can't wait for that. Some Saints news. The Saints are making a change at quarterback, as Taysom Hill is now taking the first team reps over Trevor Siemian. So they will now have a more elusive quarterback to be running around being chased by Micah Parsons. But that's all the news for today. We'd like to give a special shout out to all our new listeners. If you haven't yet, please do subscribe to the Blogging the Boys Podcast Network. Leave us a rating, write a review, tell us what you think, anything you would like to see us do differently to improve your podcast listening experience. And as always, if you want to hit me up about anything at all, any Cowboys hot topics, matchups of concern, or whether or not you put your Christmas tree up already, let me know. Me personally, I have not gotten around to that. We usually do it the weekend after Thanksgiving, but kind of dragging our feet a little bit. So yeah, just anything at all, just hit me up at DannyPhantom24. That's it for our updates today. Make sure to check out all the great podcasts throughout the entire week. Every day we got something new for you. Later today, we'll have the 750 with Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas and BTB champion RJ Ochoa, as well as the BTB Roundtable, where we hash out all the great talking points of Thursday's game. So keep your eyes out for those two today. But that's all we have for today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you have the best day ever. Stay safe. Stay Stay happy, stay true to the silver and blue. We will catch you later.